from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCorsenzo. Topping our report this hour, President Biden's message to world leaders: some things are more important than staying in power. He addressed his decision to end his reelection bid during his final speech to the United Nations General Assembly today. Biden said after 50 years in public service, it's time for a new generation of leadership to take the nation forward. New Jersey will be blasting drivers with billboards and radio ads to promote safer behavior on the roadways.
The State Transportation Department is launching a new roadway safety public awareness program to promote safer driving. Messages encouraging drivers to think about the potentially fatal consequences of speeding and distracted driving will be put on billboards, social media, digital platforms, and radio stations. Other messages will promote respect and civility on the roads. The program will run through the end of the year. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Nearly a dozen New Jersey schools make the cut as Blue Ribbon honorees.
Federal officials announced 356 schools across the country, including 11 in New Jersey, are Blue Ribbon schools. The prestigious status is based on student performance data, whether public, private, or charter. This year, Blue Ribbon schools are in Mountainside, Rumson, Woodbridge, Rockaway, Jersey City, Fort Lee, Wayne, Glen Rock, Pine Brook, Skillman, and Basking Ridge. Erin Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And Governor Phil Murphy has created a new clemency fellowship program. He says those working in the program will review clemency applications for faster consideration and draft memoranda on applications. This follows Murphy's executive order back in June on clemency that prioritizes giving commutations to those that Murphy says were unjustly sentenced during the height of the war on drugs. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And will the sun come out tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have a fair amount of clouds around for tonight. Maybe a stray sprinkle. Most areas, though, will stay dry. Low temperatures will be in the lower 60s. Cloudy and dreary for tomorrow with a couple of showers around, especially during the afternoon. High temperatures between about 65 and 70. Now, temperatures really don't drop at all tomorrow night. So we'll see temps holding in the mid to upper 60s with clouds and a few showers. And still a leftover shower or two on Thursday. Mostly cloudy, humid, and warmer. Highs between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We are looking at 66 degrees in Hackensack, 65 degrees in New Brunswick, 65 degrees Evesham. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. As brought to you by B&B Siding and Roofing, hurricane season is here. Don't put off those essential jobs like roofing and siding that can protect your family and your home. B&B Siding and Roofing has been transforming New Jersey homes for over 30 years. Get started today at bbsiding.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown. Ooh. And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.